This is the future Mrs. Mikoto Head, and it was written by Villainy, read by a Countess, and it's starring Atlantis, McShep, and it is absolute crack. Shepard! The click of oversized shoes quickened their pace behind him, and John Shepard of, naturally, the MASH unit, gave up trying to hide behind the oversized plastic cash register. He carefully clicked a smile into place and turned, drawling a greeting. "Okay?" Rodney's eyes were slightly glazed and half-lidded, looking at him intently from over a fixed and faintly manic grin. "I have a favor to ask, Colonel," and before John could respond, could think about changing his expression, "I need to borrow your ass." John's smile froze in place. He wasn't sure he was coordinated enough even to switch it for a scowl. "You need to what?" "Your ass, Colonel, if you're not using it." Rodney's rigid smile didn't waver for a second, and hadn't for 3 days, not since the birthday, not since the Mrs. Potato Head, not since Jennifer with her earrings and her collection of impractical hats. John rubbed a white-gloved hand over his mouth, considering switching it out for something a little less friendly. If you'd rather I didn't, that's fine. It's just that I've got a whole bunch of notes on a grand unifying theory, which I'd rather not leave around without Etch-a-Check Zelenka can get his hands on them. You know how much the Legos will be willing to pay for it.
Gotta wonder what you're wanting to put in it, McKay.
Rodney was clicking his nose in and out, the way he did when he was nervous. Somewhere along the way, his smile had been knocked a little lopsided. My angry eyes. It's been a while since I've... And I don't want them getting dirty. It's difficult enough getting the monkeys that work for me to take me seriously without an unhelpfully scuffed glare.
Right.
John rubbed a hand over his smile again, feeling a little hollow. And not just because he tended to leave most of his expressions in a jumble somewhere under the bed. "And this is for Jennifer's benefit?"
"The future Mrs. Mikoto Head," Rodney said smugly, carefully setting his smile into its upright position.
"Fine," John said, "fine." And he turned and folded his arms and told Rodney, "Get my spare mouth out while you're down there, would you?" A little more fumbling, then Rodney was shuffling around so they were facing each other again. Only Rodney seemed a little preoccupied by what was in his hand.
"But this is your unimpressed face. Why do you need your unimpressed face?"
I guess I think you should be with someone you can show your angry eyes to," John told him. And, heart in his mouth, he took his smile in his hand and pressed it, very gently, against Rodney's cheek. The end.